I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're the sunflower. You're the sunflower.
810 on the wake-up call. All the hits, 106.5 The End. Roseville Hyundai $1,000 cash code this hour is Sky, S-K-Y. Text it right now to 72881. You could be $1,000 richer if you text Sky to 72881. You got 5 minutes left. Good luck.
The wake-up call.
Damn it, I want a monkey. Studio.
Kevin, Katie, and Rave on 106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams are every morning at 6:10 and 8:10. What do you got today?
We're calling Amanda, and it's at the request of her boyfriend, Sean, and Amanda works at a smaller car dealership. So I'm going to call as somebody who is nervous that I can't be understood because of a thick accent. So I'm asking for Amanda's help while I call a bank to talk about a loan, and I'm going to use the help of Katie. Katie's going to make her phone scam debut on this one.
Oh, very nice.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hi, this is Amanda.
Hi, my name is Raul Labrador, and I was in there over the weekend. There's a car that I really want to get, that 2015 red Civic that you guys have for sale.
So, okay, yeah.
Okay, so I forget who I was already talking to, but I want to get it. But the problem is I need to take out a loan. The problem is I have such a... I'm afraid that the person at the bank's not going to understand what I'm talking about because of my accent.
Because of your accent? Because
I have a really thick accent, so I have a hard time communicating with people.
Okay, well, I mean, I understand you like perfectly clear.
Oh, you're being very sweet.
No, like really, I'm sure you'll be fine.
So if I put you on hold, would you be able to give them information about the car?
Sure.
Okay, I'll try, but I would just like it if you were there in case they don't understand what I'm saying.
Okay,
great. And what was your name again?
Amanda.
Okay, great. Hang on just a second, sir, okay?
Thank you for calling. This is Charlene.
Hi, my name is Raul, and I need to take out a loan for a car. I have somebody on hold.
I'm so sorry, sir. Can you say that again? I'm having just a little bit of trouble understanding you.
Okay, Amanda, are you there?
Yeah.
This is what I was afraid of. Can you tell her?
But I understood you, and like,
I'm sorry. Who is this?
Hi, my name's Amanda. I work at the dealership that this gentleman is trying to get a car and a loan for, but he just wanted to call you and ask for it. But
are you his translator, Amanda?
I'm not a translator. No, I work at the dealership, but I can understand him perfectly fine speaking English. So,
oh my gosh, I mean, Amanda, you're so nice.
What did he just say, Amanda?
How do you not understand him? He's speaking perfectly fine English. I don't understand.
You know what? I am not bilingual in any way, so you've got to step up on me there. So I guess what he is trying to say is he wants to get loan approval from us, and then we will finance whatever vehicle he is trying to get. Is that...
That's it. That's what I want. Yes.
Is that what he said? What did he just say?
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay.
Glad you're on the phone then, because otherwise I don't know what I'd do. So what is his first and last name?
I have no... What was your first and last name?
Raul Labrador.
Well, okay, say that. I'm so sorry, sir. Can you say that again?
Raul Labrador.
I am not... Amanda, I'm going to need you to help me step in already.
God.
He just said his name. It's Raul Labrador.
Oh, wow. I would have. Is that traditional spelling?
That's exactly what he just said. Literally, that is exactly what he said.
Okay, well, listen, not all of us speak other languages, so...
He's not speaking another language, he's speaking English.
Okay, whatever politically correct term you use for speaking it, so please,
okay,
please
I don't
think...
Sir, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know if I can help you.
But I really need this car.
So can
I know,
he,
but
can
I, there
he,
seems to be some confusion because I understand you perfectly, and I don't know how I can help you over the phone.
I'll tell you what, Amanda. It sounds like he can understand English. He just can't speak it because he's understanding what you're
English.
Saying,
and
then obviously responding to you. So why don't I ask you a question, or even I'll ask him a question. He can relay it to you in his foreign tongue, and then you can just tell me in English.
You know what, Mr. Labrador, I'm sorry. I don't have time for this. You know what, why don't you come into the dealership to see us in person, and we can figure out the next steps in person together. I don't think that I can do this over the phone with this bizarre miscommunication.
Okay, well, I appreciate you trying, and Amanda, one more thing before you go. You're on a phone scam on 106.5 The End. This is Gavin. That's actually Katie, my co-host. None of this is real.
What?
Your boyfriend, Sean, emailed me and asked me to phone scam you.
Are you kidding me?
I'm so sorry that I was a part of this. He forced me to do it.
Oh, my gosh. I thought that I was going to lose my mind or like on another planet or something, like the Twilight Zone or something. That was insane.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. It's the Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Here's what's coming up next on the Wake Up Call.
Oh boy, if you've heard this show, you already know Katie has a wide variety of ailments. We'd even call it a wheel of ailments, if you will. But today she came in with one I don't think we've quite heard yet. You might need to earmuff the kids for this one. You're going to hear about it next at 8:22.
106.5 The End.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.